Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Let's be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, this is Kendall.
Hey, Kendall. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I have a request from you guys. So basically, do you guys know how, like, when you get into your car in the morning and you start driving and then your iPhone, like, weirdly automatically knows that you're going to work or something? So it, like, pops up and it's like, hey, it's going to take you this long to get there or whatever.
Yeah, I always thought that that was so crazy. Like, not only does it know in the morning that I'm going to work, but in the afternoon, if I go to the gym, it actually knows I'm going to the gym and not back to work. Like, I guess it's based on where you go when you go there.
Yeah, it's part of your maps function. It's called, it's like frequent locations, and you can turn it off if it creeps you out.
No, I see, that's not really the problem here. Like, it doesn't really creep me out that much. I don't know, but so this is where it gets weird, though. Okay, so basically last Friday, my car was in the shop because I had to get something fixed for a state inspection or something. And so I asked my boyfriend if he could give me a ride to work. So basically we hop in his car and he's like driving me and his phone is just sitting there on like the little center console area right between us. And right when we start driving, there's the little like, yes, where are you practically going? Button, whatever thing that pops up. And I just like kind of glance over at it. And the address was his freaking ex's apartment.
Awkward. Okay. So his iPhone is totally snitching on him. All right, now let me ask you this. How long ago was this relationship with this ex? Because I mean, if it was like 2 weeks ago, maybe his iPhone just has trouble letting go of the past or something.
No. That's the thing. They literally broke up a year ago. Like, it has not been 2 weeks or anything. So, I mean, I know that she texted him like a couple months ago or something. And I saw it and I was like, I know you're not talking to your ex right now. Like, holy shit. That is not cool, right? And he was just like, whoa, calm down, okay? Like, she sold an old couch that was mine, and she just asked me if I wanted any of the money, so...
Oh, okay, all right. Well, okay, then. Maybe she sold the couch and was like, stop by and get your half of the money. I'll have it at my place.
Okay, first of all, no, bitch can Venmo you the money. That is not okay.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm looking at this site right now that tells you how to turn off frequent locations.
Okay.
And it says frequent locations is a convenient feature of most new iPhones that helps you plan out trips to the places you visit most often. So, I mean, if that came up on his phone, I don't think it's because he went there just one time.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So we're back to his iPhone snitching on him.
Yeah.
What is his ex's name?
It's Shayna.
Shayna. Okay. Ugh. And so when the phone came on, did it say like Shayna's house or?
No. It was just her address.
Okay. Now, are you sure that this was her address?
Yes. I'm positive because I know, not to be like creepy and be like, oh, I know where she lives, but she lives on a street called Bruce Street in Norfolk. And Bruce is my dad's name. So that's kind of why it like sticks out in my memory.
Okay. All right. So I guess basically what you're trying to find out is if your boyfriend is still visiting his ex behind your back then.
Yeah. That's all I want to know because I asked him on Sunday if he still talked to her or anything. And he straight up said no to my face.
Oh, God. So, how crazy would this be if his freaking iPhone ended up snitching on him?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So listen, Kendall, stay on the line with us. We need his phone number and then we'll call him when we come back. Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Hi. I'm not sure who this is, but I'm trying to reach Shayna.
Shayna.
Yes. My name's Ashley, and I'm an old roommate of hers, and I'm trying to get in touch with her. And for some reason, I still have this number as a backup number. Is that right?
This isn't Shayna's number, but I can put you in touch with her if you want.
Actually, I just have a message for her that, I mean, you could honestly probably just pass it on. Do you know when the next time you'll be seeing her is?
Yeah, I'll see her this weekend, actually.
Okay, perfect. I'm trying to find someone who is still in touch with her regularly, so do you see her pretty regularly?
Lately, yeah, I have.
Okay, great. So the message is basically tell her to stay away from Brian because his girlfriend Kendall knows that he's been sneaking over to see her.
Okay, well, I hate to tell you this, but I'm Brian, so...
You're Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing.
No. It's actually okay. I'm kind of glad that someone's looking out for me, I guess. Ugh. Yeah, well, I'll make sure she gets the message, though.
You know what, Brian? Actually, there's another f***ing message from you. This is from your girlfriend, and she wants you to know that you shouldn't even f***ing bother coming over tomorrow because she is dumping you.
What?
That was a good one. That was like a good exit line.